So joining us now from Washington is Anna Marie Cox, who's a contributor for the Daily Beast blog and the founding editor of Wonkette, and someone who I think it's fair to say is in touch with the astride the zeitgeist of Washington. Anna, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So, you know, there's so much to talk to you about, but it's fair to say that the zeitgeist is in such turmoil right now with an inauguration coming up that could attract 5 million people to Washington. Of course, the transition is mid-play right now. The cards are being turned over and the Obama vision is becoming clear. And then you've got all the people who are in power for the last 8 years licking their wounds and trying to figure out what's going to happen next. You're just a pig in it, right, Anna?
It is kind of a fun time to be in Washington, although I have to say, as a Washington Reddit resident, I'm dreading inauguration just a little bit.
Right, but you've rented your apartment for $10 million a week, right?
I think the real way to make money, I tried to reserve a car for that day, is actually I'm just going to drive around and be a gypsy cab. That's
nice.
That's the way to make money in Washington. Inaugurate.
Well, let's begin with certainly my personal obsession, and I happen to know it's yours as well, the Roland Burris, Senate Blagojevich issue. First of all, I want you to get whatever it is you want to say about that off your chest so we can move on to the GOP leadership.
Well, I'm just super excited to have a Roland Burris be a senator. There aren't enough crazy people in the Senate currently.
Why do you think Roland Burris is crazy?
Well, I don't know if I am not a licensed medical professional, so I can't say for sure. But he does speak in the third person and use the royal we, and he believes that God wants him to be a senator. So I know that's not crazy, but he is a great exaggeration of the self-regard that most senators have of themselves. Like, he's like, you know, he's he is the senator that stands for every other senator in a way. And I think that's why they initially didn't like him.
And does that argue for him getting seated or not? What's your
I think he will be seated.
You think
And I think that once he's seated, once you're a member of that club, you know, you're in.
That's an interesting reason, given that we have a president who thinks that God wanted him to be president.
Well, I think he's a little crazy, too. So, I'm equal opportunity on that front. But I do think Roland Burris will be seated in part just because they want this sideshow to be over. And I think once he's seated, I'm told that negotiations are they'll seat him if he will agree not to run in 2010. I don't – from what he's said so far, I don't think – even if he says he won't run in 2010, I don't see him necessarily sticking to that promise. But the man has never won a primary race in his life, so
right.
I don't think we have to worry.
He has statewide troubles back in Illinois. All right, let's talk about the chairman of the Republican National Committee. There are 6 candidates. The race card is all over this. What is the RNC trying to achieve, and how bitter is the conflict between these various candidates?
Well, you know, what they're trying to achieve, I wish they knew. I think there is a consensus that they need to change something. That is what all 6 candidates seem to agree on. They agree on a lot, actually. There's not a lot of competition between the candidates. Younger activists feel very strongly that the GOP needs to sort of rebrand itself. And there's a lot of emphasis and talk about not just using technology, but really trying to sort of incorporate technology and ways of using it into the party, much as Obama was able to with his campaign.
Well, does Ken Blackwell, former Ohio Secretary of State, fit that mission?
Hey, he has 4,000 Facebook friends, man. So who knows? Maybe that means something. There was a moment in the RNC chair debate the other day where they compared how many Facebook friends they had. And I have to say that's not a good sign, necessarily,
probably not. If
that's what they consider to be technologically, you know, engaged.
All right. Chip Saltzman, who came to prominence as the campaign manager for Governor Mike Huckabee. What argument does he have?
Well, he doesn't have much of a chance right now. He's the youngest of them. I believe he's 40. He's a Southerner, and he definitely sort of comes out of, you know, while he's been a party activist for a long time, you know, the Huckabee candidacy was definitely outside the RNC.
Right.
He is something of an outsider, and he had, you know, kind of a long shot chance until it came out that when he sent out a Christmas goodie bag to RNC members. And it contained one of the things it was a CD of songs, and one of the songs was Barack the Magic Negro.
Not a fabulous moment there for the
No, not
the
a fabulous
RNC.
Moment. But what's interesting is that I think in other years you might have heard people kind of gather around him and, you know, accuse people that accuse his critics as being politically correct. That's not happening right now. I think it's a sign of growth of the RNC, or at least things have changed when that becomes unacceptable.
Yeah, well, change we need in this particular case.
Yes.
All right, so Mike Duncan is running for re-election. Is he a shoo-in here, or is there a serious challenge?
Well, you know, again, in any other time, he would be a shoo-in because the RNC chairmanship is very unlike the DNC, the Democratic National Committee chairmanship, which is really a member. Activists can play a part in that. The RNC chairmanship, they are elected by the 168 members of the Republican National Committee. And traditionally, the way you get elected is you call up these 168 people and you say, hey, remember how I got you a seat in the convention floor and you wanted to meet the candidate and I arranged for you to have coffee with him? Or, and that is how you would get elected.
So
it's
really hard to do a vision candidacy there. I mean, in other words, if the party decides that, you know, representing the South and projecting a Southern strength, you know, and that would argue for Katten Dawson, the South Carolina Republican Party chairman, it's hard to make that happen. But if the party also thinks that maybe Michigan is a great idea, that would argue, you know, make it difficult for Saul Anousis, who's a Michigan Republican Party chair. What do you think the party consensus is? Do we go south? Do we go Midwest?
Wow. You know, I wish I could say. I talked to as many as many members of the committee as I could, but I don't know all 168. And I think that...
And so there's someone in there's actually a Republican in the studio strangling you there, Mary.
Yeah, that's right. They don't like what I have to say.
Right, exactly. Well, quickly, because we got to go.
Oh, okay. I think that Duncan would have had a shot in any other year, and he had a shot until they had their public debate. When it became clear that he does not have personally a vision to rebuild the party, I think that they might take their chance on someone new.
All right. Well, there may or may not be a Wonkette Gypsy cab on Inauguration Day in Washington, but if there is, Anna Marie Cox will be driving it. She's a contributor for the Daily Beast blog, founding editor of Wonkette. Anna Marie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.